Lord, cleanse our hearts and our lips that we worthily receive the Holy Gospel. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In his name, they will drive out demons, they will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. The theme of this week's readings is Let Go and Let God. The first part, Let God come into our lives. Just to give you a little background of our liturgical year. So we celebrated the feast of Easter, and then we had 7 weeks. We have the feast of the Ascension, and next Sunday we have the feast of the Pentecost, the coming down of the Holy Spirit upon us. So we have 1 week to truly pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, compassion, good counsel. And we pray that the Holy Spirit may indwell within us so that we truly may be able to reflect God in our lives, to all that we meet, all the people we meet, in all the circumstances of our lives. So first, let God. And how do we let God? By praying constantly for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And the prayer is very simple. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way. The second point is letting go. Again, we see that the disciples of Jesus did not want to let him go. So they kept saying, "Are you going to leave us?" And what was Jesus' reply to them? "Yes, I'm going to leave you, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit." And even though it was painful for the disciples, they had to learn to let go, because otherwise they would not get Jesus' Spirit coming into them. And so it was when Jesus let go, when the disciples let go and Jesus went up to heaven, and that is the feast that we celebrate, he ascended into heaven, then he was able to send the Holy Spirit. And what's the beauty of that is that because he did that, even today, 2,000 years after his bodily existence on this earth, we are able to have Jesus within us. We are able to have Jesus around. If Jesus had not let go, if he had not let go of his bodily existence, he would not have been able to be with us today. But because he let go, he is now with us 24/7 in the gift of the Spirit. The Spirit that dwells in us in the gift of the Eucharist, in the gift of the liturgy. Jesus is present because he was able to let go. And what is the application then of this for our lives? Are we able to let go? Are we able to let go of our hurts, our resentments, our frustrations? Maybe we have failed at something and we still cling on to that failure. Maybe we've not lived up to someone's expectations, or maybe we've not lived up to our own expectations and we cling on to that negativity. And Jesus is asking you, let go of that. Let go of all that is holding you down. Because as long as you are there with your frustrations, your resentments, your hatred, your jealousy, You are being just tied to the earth. You're not being able to be free, to allow the Spirit. It's only when we let go that we can allow the Spirit of God to fill us, and then we can truly live a free, wholesome life. Letting go is not easy. And therefore, we come to the chicken and egg problem. Do we let go first, make space, and then let God come into our lives? Or do we pray to God, God, you fill us so that there's no more space for all our resentments, hurts, and betrayals? It's both, okay? We make our effort because grace builds on nature. We make our effort to let go by forgiving people, by making friends, by building bridges and breaking walls. And then at the same time, we pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way. So there are three things to this. Letting God, letting the Holy Spirit come, letting go of all our hurts, feelings, letting go of our clinging on to the bodily Jesus so that he can come again in his spirit. And how do we do it practically? It's good to say it at the mind level. Let go, let God do all this. A simple practical exercise that I offer you, which may sound strange, but it is very effective, is that each time when we go to bed at night, think of it, I'm going to die. This is my death. And then when we get up in the morning, it is our resurrection. Hey, I've been alive. I've got a new day ahead of me. Yesterday is gone. Today is a new day. If we are able to practice the death and resurrection every day, we will be people who are free. Nothing else can keep us down. And we then prepare ourselves for the final death when we will go into heaven. So just a small little exercise. I'm going to die. And now when I'm going to die, what happens when you're going to die? At once you make amends with your sister whom you fought with. Or at once you make amends with your brother whom you're not talking to. At once you forgive all the people. Because I'm going to die. It doesn't make a difference. So let go of all those forgiveness, peace, happiness. Let go of your worries. You're not going to be taking your worries up. Let go of all of that. And next morning, you can live up to God in your life, a fresh slate. This is a small exercise, but it is very powerful. To conclude my homily today, I'd like to end with this hymn of the Holy Spirit, which I just gave you the words. But I'll give you the tune, and I'd like you to join in if you feel so inspired. But it may help for you to sit back, close your eyes, and keep your hands open in a gesture of receiving the Holy Spirit. And at the end of this hymn, let us remain in silence and feel the presence. I'll move over to the piano, and I'll sing it once, and then I'll invite you all to join in. So we'll first sing, Come Holy Spirit, we need you. And this, the second or third time, we'll go personal, Come Holy Spirit, I need you.
I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Together.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
Once again.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, Holy Spirit, pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way. I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. Come with thy strength and thy power. Come in thy own gentle way.
We remain in silence, feeling the gift of the Holy Spirit coming upon us, allowing God to be in our lives and letting go of all that keeps us from being free, letting go of all our baggages, letting go and letting God.